It's Wednesday, September 29th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Growth in SaaS and the risk to SMBs of being left behind. The opportunity office of the future not mirroring the past. And Amazon to offer cyber insurance to SMBs in the UK. This is the Business of Tech. In the 2021 ISG Provider Lens Enterprise Application as a Service Platforms report, the firm suggests that combined SaaS and infrastructure as a service annual contract value is expected to grow by 21% in 2021. Enterprises are expected to launch major projects over the coming 12 to 18 months aimed at business continuity, centralization, cost optimization, and greater collaboration and visibility. Global demand is surging for vertical software as a service solutions aimed at specific industries, according to new research, bringing the SaaS market back from a pandemic slump and positioning it for rampant and continued growth in the coming months. And in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development policy document, The Digital Transformation of SMEs, the paper's authors warned that the gap between SMEs and larger firms is more pronounced in the adoption of more sophisticated technologies. They wrote that despite the benefits and opportunities that digital technologies bring and the significant increase in take-up in recent years, many SMEs continue to lag in adoption. And for smaller SMEs with 10 to 49 employees, digital adoption gaps compared to larger firms have grown over the past decade. This from Computer Weekly. Why do we care? Combining two things, SaaS adoption, increasing in enterprise already, and then the potential for gaps in SMBs. That's the word SME, too. That's not necessarily new and does highlight the possibilities. Since SaaS can deliver so much of those capabilities to those SMBs, this should be a gap that can be overcome. It's the IT services provider opportunity, really, highlighted right here. I still worry about too many small providers not truly going all in here, and they'll be left behind. It's why we care. So, bit more work from anywhere. This time, let's start with a piece from the Washington Post. Workers are profiled returning to the office to spend more time doing what they did at home. Zoom meetings moved from home offices to within the walls of the office and continued the same distance feeling. Tech Republic 2 asking this question, do we need to recreate office life? From the Thought piece, quote, the most important question for any organization imagining a new virtual work experience is what aspects of its workers' days must be replicated, and what new aspects do they want to design and deliver, said Whit Andrews, Gartner Distinguished Research VP. Commonly, anytime humans lose something, they want to replicate it. Why do we care? Look, there's a piece in The New Yorker too, plus a long one about the internal strife at Apple right now. We care about this because everyone is looking for the answer. And there isn't just one. And more importantly, this is unknown territory. What work will look like is uncertain. In mystery, there is margin. So I think this is an area for creative solutions. I'm not going to say I have all the answers. I feel like I have pieces, but not a total idea yet. The intellectual exercise is interesting, and because I know there's something here. Those that figure out solutions are going to do really well. Amazon is going to offer cyber insurance to SMBs in the UK. Partnering with Superscript, companies will be able to order insurance via Amazon's Business Prime program, including cyber insurance, contents insurance, and professional indemnity insurance. In case you missed it, Next Insurance announced back in March they would be offering insurance to U.S. small businesses via Amazon Prime. Why do we care? I didn't have Amazon on my solutions to the insurance game. Not to overblow this, as they're partnering, and it's a platform for purchase more than a dedicated insurance solution for SMBs. That said, this hits the e-commerce button, and it hits the disruption coming to the insurance space. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero-trust, default-deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple-to-deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PCmatic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening. I will catch you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.